gay man traveled with her sisters.
That's what we think inside of our heads. Yeah,
exactly. But it was just out of control, all this muscle everywhere, and they all look gay.
They do. We can't tell them apart anymore.
Exactly. And it's like, it's funny, the gay people don't look that gay.
That's true. It's a different world.
It is. I don't get it. I really, really don't get it. But I just like pushing this button.
Squirrel!
I do too. Can I push it?
You can push anything.
Squirrel!
There you go. And wait, this one's for Big Fatty. We'll just do this since Big Fatty just walked into the studio.
Let me take a whole pack.
I want to know about that. You talked about that briefly. What was the whole story behind "Let me take a whole pick"?
I talked about it.
You went somewhere with Big Fatty?
Well, okay. First off, before I went off to Gay Days this year in June in Orlando, you introduced me to that song, "Let me take a whole pick."
I'm not going to accept any responsibility for that.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I don't get it. I really, really don't get it.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1799 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 17th of December, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we've got a few voice letters and the 2008 Christmas Spectacular. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, non-responders. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are non-responders today because not a single damn one of you has called in and given what you want for Grandma sitting on Santa Claus's lap yet. Big Fatty, they're all very busy at this time of year. I know, but y'all, if I don't have anything, I don't know what the hell you gonna get on Grandma Morning. Big Fatty, it's just a busy time of year. Well, y'all, you've got until basically until Friday, because I got to record the thing this coming Saturday to have it ready, because y'all, I've got to have it done and in the can, Big Fatty, before I go and check in with the hats on Sunday, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he's fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Bacon, boohacker. So I have an artificial tree, but it doesn't matter what kind of tree you have. In any Christmas tree situation, a tree skirt is necessary. It's used to clean up the look, to hide all the nuts and bolts, if you will. So it covers it up and it makes a clean look. And yes, definitely 100% pro tree skirt. That might have got you. Never mind. You were elected deputy mayor. But see, that's the kind of thing that would have made me vote deputy mayor Bacon, pro tree skirt. Bye.
Yeah, I got to see all that, of course, is that Joey Bukkake. And first of all, Joey, thank you so much for the call, even though it was for Miss Bacon. And I agree with you. You got to put a skirt around that tree or it's just naked. Big Fatty, it's also vulgar.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
With your Vader's Vacation update. So I'm here still in the Florida. It's Wednesday, so we're nearing the one-week point. I've actually been off work for a week, but we're nearing the one-week point of the vacay. And I have to tell you, it has been not so lovely, but that's okay. I finally threw it in and threw my hat in and said, or whatever you call it. No, I didn't throw my hat in. I conceded that I couldn't be around the trash. So I had to leave the resort where I was staying, which was the Disney resort, because it's just too much trash. And I came on over here to the much nicer resort. And I said, my name is Larry H. Bader. I made a reservation about 20 minutes ago. I've had to check out of the Poop Century because, one, the rooms still have not recovered from about 5 years ago when my friend Big Fatty was there. And they're like, oh, yeah, we all know about that. And then I can't handle those people anymore. It's too much. And they said, oh, Oh, dear God. And they did. In fact, Miss Horty, although she wouldn't answer to the name Horty at the front desk, but she was Miss Horty, said, oh, I totally understand. And so I've been upgraded to the presidential suite. Not really the presidential suite, but it's a very nice suite. And so I've arrived here and I'm looking out and I have the view of the thing, of the river, the lake, the lagoon. And it's just been lovely. But I wanted to let you know that Miss Libby Goldfarb sends her regards, and she did unsubscribe. She wanted me to let you know. LeVar Burton said you don't have to take his word for it. And Tim Tebrow said, well, that's a funny story that I can't tell anyone. But the Tim Tebrow was here, and I didn't realize who he was when I was giving him the dirty look. But it's the Tim Tebrow, and he's lovely, just lovely. And so that's about all I got, other than Miss Maxine had a little bit of an incident, so we had to go get that taken care of. And, you know, that's always fun on the vacay. And I don't miss the coal mines at all. In fact, I thought about just telling Ms. Hort up at the front desk that I just needed to come work for her because I don't ever want to go back to that horrible place. So that's all I got because I'm fat. And I really haven't done anything but eat and drink hot chocolate because why not? I'm on vacation. You're fat, and I'll still don't have to see you until January 5th, which is fantastic. So you're fat. Did I mention you're fat? Yeah, gotta go. I've gotta go talk to Miss Horty and get some hot chocolate. So, okay, bye, Big Friday.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that was old Veda. And Veda, thank you for the call. I've had that one for about a week, y'all, and I'd love to respond to it, but y'all, he didn't really say anything much other than he was having fun down at Ratville. So, y'all, here is now the 2008 Crema Spectacular Arch of the Snowflake.
The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Today's holiday spectacular, Archer the Snowflake, is brought to you without commercial interruption by Soy Candles by Feeds.
Bumpity bump bump, bumpity bump bump, hitting the mic he goes. Coughity cough cough, coughity cough cough, on more than 800 shows. Archer the Snowflake was a jolly drunk old soul with a smoky treat and a big red nose, 'cause of great ghost wine we're told. Archer the Snowflake ain't no veggie, so they say. The podfather of the interwebs, they say he's here to stay. There must have been some magic in that old plaid shirt he found. When the boyfriend placed it on the bed, he became a podcasting hound. Oh, Archer the Snowflake started speaking that April day. But he'll never let any listener forget that October is his birthday.
Now, many of you know about the Podfather and the inventor of iTunes, Archer the Snowflake. And you know about the boyfriend, Archer's strange eating habits, and its desire to over-celebrate his birthday. But do you know how it all got started? Pull up a chair and I'll tell you. Christmas Eve, after Al Gore invented the interwebs, a series of wires and tubes, Archer and his Cajun boyfriend were having afternoon snuggles prior to a delicious dinner of crispy tilapia and canned soup. Archer was awakened with a bad case of acid reflux and ventured into his cluttered living room to look at the pretty lights on his holiday tree. Soon after, the boyfriend, who had a cold which made him sound like he lived in San Diego, entered the room somewhat uncomfortable about what he was about to say.
Archer, my snowflake darling, I've got to get something off my chest.
After removing his shirt, he continued.
You know I'm so lovey-dovey about you that it tends to nauseate what's left of our friends. We can't go to dinner parties because of your eating. I can't walk through this condo without falling over the clutter, and your tree needs more ornaments. Honey Bunny Lambsy Pie. I'm also tired of having to get price checks on boxes of Kotex at the store for you. I want you to get a hobby, something new and exciting, something to bring you out of your shell. I'm going to New Orleans for a couple of months to let you focus on this, but I'll be back soon and we can start a new life together.
Well, the news rocked Snowflake's world so much that he stopped speaking. He went straight to working and removed all the clutter and turned with a jerk. Oh, no, wait, that's... I'm getting my stories confused. After all, I am old. So when springtime returned to Snowflake's home, so did the boyfriend. He was so pleased with the cleanup that he made a promise to give Archer a cookie every time he came to visit. But there was still the problem of a hobby. He noticed Archer, now his spring daffodil, spending a lot of time on his iMac.
What are you Googling over there, daffodil?
The response from Archer was always the same two words.
Happy birthday!
The boyfriend tried many things to get Daffodil to talk, like getting him drunk on wine, listening to church bells, and showing him random abandoned gloves on a park bench.
Another glass of wine, my sugar lump? Don't you just love the bells, my little apple dump? Take a picture of those abandoned gloves on the bench, cutie pie.
Nothing worked. So the boyfriend attempted one last thing. He invited Archer's last two friends on Earth over for dinner on Wednesday, April 20th.
Busy, busy, busy. I don't have time for this dinner, but I suppose I need to make an appearance. Now, where is that plaid shirt of mine? It's one of my favorite shirts, given to me by a group of Marty Dykes on Bikes.
He spent all day making real food for Daffodil's friends, a fairy princess, and a weary traveler from the southern hemisphere. He also wanted Archer to have his favorite canned foods and an industrial white sheet cake. So, this unseasonably cold day in April 2005, Archer was enjoying a smoky treat on the balcony. But something was up. His mind was racing. You could see it in his eyes. The doorbell rings. The doorbell rings as the weary traveler arrives first.
The door's open. Come on in.
Hello, Mr. Boyfriend. I'll show myself in as I'm sure you are busy, busy, busy opening cans in the kitchen.
Not seeing Archer, he begins to nose around the place, and he's taken aback when entering the loo.
Dear God, shag carpeting on the toilet tank and a padded toilet seat? Does Big Fatty live here too?
Well, Archer, who's feeling more like a snowflake than a daffodil, comes in from the balcony and begins cleaning crumbs out of the toaster when the fairy princess arrives.
Honey, will you answer the door while I baste the wild turducken and check on the root vegetable souffle?
He opens the door and invites in the fairy princess.
Hi, Archer. Thanks for inviting me to your house. I brought a vegetable tray for nibbles. So what's the occasion we're celebrating tonight?
Happy birthday.
Oh, it's your birthday? How nice.
The weary traveler rejoins the group as they sit down to dinner. The conversation is mainly between the boyfriend and the guests until Archer becomes a broken record.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, you mentioned that already.
Happy birthday.
Okay, we got it. Have some celery.
Happy birthday.
Look, there's no need to mention it again.
Happy birthday.
I've had enough of this, you greedy old man. First you say your birthday's in May, then you claim October as a second birthday month, and here it is April 20th, and Jesus, now you're trying to weasel another birthday onto the calendar?
The fairy princess can take no more and sloshes her wine at Archer. Unfortunately, it gushes all over the weary traveler's plaid shirt.
Look what you've done. You spilled blush wine all over my special plaid shirt.
Oh my, oh my. Let me take your shirt and place it on the bed to dry.
I'm out of here, and thanks for serving us your cheap wine tonight.
Well, yes, that was interesting. Radish rosette, anyone?
Archer runs to the bathroom and closes the door. After a few minutes, he returns wearing the weary traveler's shirt. There's a new gleam in his eye, as he rushes to his iMac computer and pulls out a microphone. The others are taken aback when something other than
"Happy birthday"
comes out of his mouth.
"You look like you're about to broadcast something."
"An Archer radio show? Aren't you too busy, busy, busy for something like that?"
"Hello, and welcome to the first podcast of Archer Radio." "Excuse me. excuse me. All kinds of things. Talking about doing a lot of walking. It was just like I don't know why I just walking a lot. But anyway, a partier is like a major gay guy who just, you know, is like podcasting people, you know, cross paths in one podcast. So I don't know what I will talk about. I really don't know. It may just be useless drivel. Just basically love my Apple computers and really going to try my best to hold it at 10 minutes because I'll be happy. Excuse me. And I really wanted to keep this under 10 minutes. Unless I'm excuse me. Excuse me. I think I'm going to bring this podcast to a close and just say that I hope you enjoyed it.
And with that, Archer the Snowflake began talking again. The weary traveler was amazed with the magical abilities that Plaid seemed to have on Archer. In fact, he left the shirt and returned home with his nipples exposed to the TSA. Snowflake mended fences with the fairy princess and eventually returned the Plaid shirt to the weary traveler, but not before the boyfriend bought him a wardrobe of all things Plaid. So now you know the story of Archer and how he became the podfather of Plaid. Oh, he still likes to say
"Happy birthday."
But there's so much more coming out of his mouth now. In fact, to this day, he hasn't shut up. As his head hits the pillow every night, he whispers to himself, "Good night, fairy princess." Is this music too loud?
Yes, music is always too loud.
Bumpity bump bump, bumpity bump bump, hitting the mic he goes. Coughity cough cough, coughity cough cough, on more than 800 shows.
Archer the Snowflake was a jolly drunk old soul, with a smoky treat and a big red nose, 'cause of great ghost wine we're told. Archer the Snowflake ain't no veggie, so they say. The podfather of the interwebs, they say he's here to stay. There must have been some magic in that old Plaid shirt he found. When the boyfriend placed it on the bed, he became a podcasting hound.
Oh, Archer the Snowflake started speaking that April day, but he'll never let any listener forget that October is his birthday.
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, that's what the good Christmas spectaculars used to sound like. And y'all, you know, now you just have to call in and tell Big Fatty what you want for Crema is sitting on Santa Claus's lap. Big Fatty, we love to sit on Santa Claus's lap. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I've gotten several more Crema cards in the mail, and I think I'm probably going to open all of them on Boxing Day, the 26th. I may open them on the 25th if I don't hear from y'all. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Toucan and Beanie. That's Dr. Stone and Turnip Head. And Turnip Head, what did you think of Archer the Snowflake?
I don't get it. I really, really don't get it.
Well, of course not. What would you know about snowflakes?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
Thank you.
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.